You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, you might have read that South Africa is currently experiencing a significant wave of vehicle recalls, with over 1,000 cars from major brands like Jeep, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volkswagen and Volvo being pulled from the roads due to serious safety defects. This involves airbags, brakes, batteries and seatbelts. And these issues are linked to the notorious Takata airbag scandal. It's raised urgent questions about the timeliness of manufacturer responses and the effectiveness of consumer protection mechanisms. So I want to delve a little further into these concerns, and I'm in conversation now with Prudence Moyelwa, who's head of complaints and investigations at the National Consumer Commission. It's the body responsible for overseeing product safety and recalls in South Africa. Prudence, a very warm welcome to you. And if I read or understand this correctly, many of these recalls pertain to vehicles sold between 2014 and 2016. Why are these defects only being addressed now, nearly a decade later?
We have come to understand as the National Consumer Commission that some of the safety concerns develop over time. So it wouldn't be a manufacturing defect that would present itself immediately after the vehicle has been, you know, manufactured. So what would happen is that defects would then be reported to the supplier over time, and then they would be able to then, you know, investigate. For example, when we met with Honda yesterday, they were explaining with regard to how, as an international brand, they would pick up that there is a problem with, let's say, a fuel pump picked up in Namibia. Mm. And then they would also pick up that in South Africa and in other parts of the world, they would then pick up similar kind of defects over time, and then they would look into them. They would obviously fix those ones, but then as they come up over time, they would then realize that there is a problem, that they might need to do a wider recall on the products that have been saved, that have been identified. So it's something that we as the National Consumer Commission are observing, that though, you know, in terms of the Consumer Protection Act, we have to be told if there is a manufacturing defect. But we've now come to realize that some of these things develop over time. It's not necessarily just the issue of wear and tear, but some of the defects that should not be happening are discovered, you know, when the cars are already on the road.
I understand that, but is the Commission nonetheless satisfied with the speed of action from the auto manufacturers once an issue has been identified, or could they move quicker?
I think one of the things that we're discussing with them, because I think I need to also tell your listeners that we are now engaging directly with each and every supplier that has, you know, broadly on their processes in terms of development, research and development around the manufacturing of their vehicles, and also around the manner of communication, especially for international brands. As you know, most of the vehicles are imported into South Africa. Just the level of communication. What they tell us is immediately once they hear from, you know, the head office or wherever the case may be, they then start a recall immediately. So they would do the investigations in the background. But we did also say that what is concerning to the National Consumer Commission sometimes is how long it has taken. If you can look over the years, you know, some of the investigations that have arisen out of product recall was actually with where we identified that there might have been negligence or where information is hidden from us. So as the National Consumer Commission, we are fully empowered by the Consumer Protection Act to start an investigation that can result in punitive action being taken against suppliers who do not communicate in time or who cannot demonstrate that the actions that they have taken were in the consumer interest.
And are you going to use the teeth then that you have to ensure that manufacturers identify and report defects more promptly?
We have, and we continue to do so. So this engagement that I also lead are meant to identify, just in terms of the time lapse, the communication, and as to whether even with international brands, they've taken steps to ensure that they get to the bottom of the safety issues as soon as possible. And even in the research and development in manufacturing, they've taken all the necessary steps to ensure that the cars they put on the road are safe.
What are the punitive or legal consequences for manufacturers right now who fail to initiate any kind of recall in a timely manner or adequately address known defects?
I mean, case in point, you know, if you recall what happened with the Ford case, it also arose out of a product recall. Because what we found as the commission in terms of prohibited conduct was that they did not perhaps act in a manner that protect consumer rights in terms of the Consumer Protection Act. Hence that punitive, you know, penalty that we agreed upon. I think it was around 45 million rand. And also the Act empowers us to take matters to the tribunal, wherein if we are able to demonstrate that indeed they put consumers' lives at risk, to even impose a penalty of up to 10% of the annual turnover.
I just want to ask you one final question. I did reference this at the start of our conversation, and that's the Takata airbag issue. It's been a global concern for years now. How is the Commission engaging with manufacturers in that respect to address the problem for the local market?
Yes, thank you for that question. I think the Takata airbag, we realized obviously after Takata went under liquidation, and what we are also starting to find out from the manufacturers that we're engaging with is that they have had to implement other ways of replacing the Takata airbag. So what we found with the problems with the Takata airbags is that over time, those airbags are presenting with problems. As you correctly stated with the, I think the Jeep and the Citroen recalls, and I think also this morning, we got a further recall notifications from Stellantis as well with regard to other brands, is that they do not deploy in the way that they're supposed to, which is also a safety concern. And I think part of our engagements with all the suppliers where the recalls are, we specifically ask them to, you know, talk to the commission about how they're dealing with the replacement of the airbags, because it concerns the majority of the cars on the road.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Prudence Moyilwa, who is Head of Complaints and Investigations at the National Consumer Commission.